Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome, guys, to a new episode of Brick by Brick. We have a special guest with us today, but before we introduce him, Antonio is here as always. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine there, Tempest. And we definitely do have a special guest. I'm going to let you introduce him. But I'm doing great. This is actually one of our special episodes. We talked about this on the, I think the name of it, the episode was Why Do We Turn Down Millions? But here's what the audience needs to know. This is actually December 23rd, right?
Man.
And this episode is going to be posted on what day, Tempest?
December 23rd.
Ah, there you go. So this is a fresh episode. You guys are going to hear it. We're going to do it, bam, and knock it out. So what you're about to hear, you're going to be amazed by. We're going to shoot. You guys are going to get a lot of episodes for this Christmas holiday, and we definitely want to do that on purpose. So we're excited about that. Back to you, Tempest. Was that a great segue? No? No? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it, Tempest. Yeah.
Yeah, that was perfect. But actually, I'm going to put it back to you because I actually was the first. You introduce our special guest since you know him much better than I do.
Well, sure. Yeah, I can do that. So, as all of you know, since Tempest told you guys, if you listen to this podcast after December 12th, right, what was that you had said, Tempest, after December 12th? What was that you had said?
You graduated December 12th.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be crowd noise. I had to work on that. But yeah. So I definitely did graduate. And of course, I'm not trying to talk about me. But this guy was in my last class. He was in my last class. So let me tell you about this guy. This class, I totally checked out my last semester, guys. If you did not know. And there was this one guy. I don't know. He sat right in front of me, and I was immediately attracted to him in the words of Law of Attraction. I don't know, just something about the guy, and I didn't know he was now it's just all in a second. And I had no idea he was a businessman as well, though, but he had a great spirit about him. So one day, I don't know, 2 months ago, I said, man, tell me about your business. Pop open my Mac and logged on. And he has the weirdest business on planet Earth for a man to have. That's him laughing. It is the weirdest business, and it's the best business, right? You know, and let's not confuse weird, because it's weird to think that you can walk into a room, hit a switch, and daylight rushes in, right? But let's be grateful that Thomas Edison was very weird, right? That's completely weird thinking. That he created the light bulb. And this guy has a very weird concept that I believe is going to change the world. So his name is Nicholas. I call him Nick. I want to let him introduce himself, but I want to let you guys know that he would not be the first person we have as far as this third element of our shows that we're going to do if he wasn't awesome. I wanted somebody, we have a couple of people lined up, but I wanted somebody to break the mold and have all the heart in the world and impress you guys greatly. So that's why it's him. Without further ado, our special guest, would you tell us your first and last name and anything else you want to say?
Well, thank you for that warm introduction. My name is Nicholas Cole, as you already mentioned, and most people call me Nick. And I kind of compare myself kind of to those like Thomas Edison and great business minds. And like you mentioned the weird concept that it, you know, I consider myself a creative person, and that's one of the battles of being creative, because it's, you're always out of the box. It's, so, you know, you're usually you're seeing something before the masses see it. And oftentimes, you know, I would battle with myself. Should I go forward with it or should I not do it just because it's so weird and so out of the box? But for this particular business concept, it was one of those things where I felt that God gave it to me, and it's something that no one has ever done, and it is weird and it's different. However, there's a big need for it, and I'm just excited about the future. I consider myself a mama's boy, so the business concept actually kind of coincide with that. So we'll get into that more. But I'm also a licensed minister, and so just as Antonio mentioned, he and I took a class together, systematic theology, and I believe in divine connections, and I definitely feel that was a divine connection because you know I was attracted to him as well. So like they say, spirits attract other spirits. So we definitely had a connection, and so he's a great man, and I welcome you. I thank you for allowing me to being on your podcast today.
Well, look at that. Well, I sure appreciate you, man. Definitely. I want to ask you some questions, but I want to throw it back to Tempest real quick before I do so. But let me ask you just a few minor questions. So you are a licensed minister. I was trying not to mention that. Because I wanted you to mention it. And so take that into effect, and you're a businessman, and so you really are a great guy. But I want to go to Tempest, because Tempest has all the empathy. I don't know anybody on planet Earth with more empathy than Tempest. This is true. This is why I keep her so close. She keeps me grounded, and she also, when you have as much empathy as someone like Tempest, you can kind of see through people. It's a gift and a curse. She can read you within 2 seconds. And know it. She'll pull me to the side. She'll go, Tony, don't, not him or not her. Let's move on. And I'll be like, what's going on? And then come to find out, 2 weeks later, Tempest was absolutely correct. You know, so I started listening to such things. So Tempest, what was your first impression of this guy? You walked in. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me segue. So Tempest is not only she's my business partner, she's also my personal assistant. And guys, I assure you, executive assistant, who's actually a personal assistant, and so definitely executive assistant. She's a boss, and thank you for the correction. But I gotta say all that to say, because somebody's going, hold on, I thought you said you made this guy in class. Yeah, Tip has frequented many of my classes. Let me tell you, so much to the point where my professors knew her name. And spoke to her, and they just let her sit in class because I'd be so busy, Tempest would be taking notes or something for me, anything like that. So, I totally pulled that off. I don't know how I did that. So, Tempest met this guy in class. And what was your first impression of this guy, Tempest? Before we get to his business, what was your first impression of him?
He was very genuine, and you don't find that a lot these days. So, and I don't warm up to people quick at all, but he was very genuine, so that made me more, I guess, open to him, or maybe more, I don't know. You started out saying that you were attracted to him and the law of attraction, and I kind of felt the same thing. So,
yeah, it makes plenty of sense. So, okay, well, I'll tell you what, Nick, tell us about, without further ado, we have some questions for you, but tell us the name of your business and the mission of your business.
Well, the name of the business is MyNewMama.com, and the mission of the business is simple. It's to make the daily lives of women easier. That's the mission.
Wow. So you're going to make the daily lives of women easier, and it's MyNewMama.com. So, okay then. So, your business is definitely it's merged between is it a tech company? Is it, you definitely are part of the tech world in some sense. So, tell us about that. Is it tech? Is it, what does MyNewMama do? Or how can we find your business first? Like, what do we do? How do we get there? How do we find MyNewMama.com? Besides going to MyNewMama.com.
Well, That's the best way to find it. It was done on purpose. So it was done on purpose. Because usually when people see the word mindmoment.com, it's so different that usually people are using they're with their iPhones and all that, and they usually just go ahead and type it in and just go that way. The company actually has a business side and a personal side. The actual concept, we want to make the daily lives of women easier. So on the business side, 70% of all new businesses are started by women. So on the business side, and also not only started by women, also 70% of those businesses that are started, they're also successful. So actually more women businesses are successful than there are businesses that are started by men. So on the business side, we offer everything that a business would typically need, such as a website, logo design, professionally written content such as blogs, press releases, website content. We provide business consulting. We provide branding, social media marketing, internet marketing, and search engine optimization. So basically everything that a business will need from a marketing perspective, we provide that on the business side. But we also have a second side, which is the personal side. These days, according to the Harvard Review, women now outnumber men in the workforce. And you look at this, the last recession, and also if you're in Houston or anywhere in the world, you already know about the gas and oil industry and energy industry crisis that they're having now. Three quarters of all jobs that were lost, they were done to men. So not only do women now outnumber men in the workforce, women are also outnumbering men in higher level positions, such as manager and all of that. And by 2028, what's going to happen is what traditionally used to be where men were basically were the breadwinners, is going to be the reverse by 2028. So there has created a big need. Because women are now working longer hours, they're in higher level positions, and they're now outnumbering men, yet they're still, it's like an unsaid rule, if you're married or you have kids, you still have the obligation or the unsaid expectation to still do the things that a traditional woman or mother would do, such as when you come home from work, you need a meal cooked for your family, the house needs to be clean, and all of that. So on the personal side, we provide grass cutting services, home cleaning services. We provide meals that are already cooked and ready to eat. And we're also rolling out a transportation service for busy moms with active kids because they're oftentimes, we'll basically take their kids to and from after school activities. So for example, women are working longer. However, they usually have kids, and a lot of times the kids have to be on the other side of town for AAU basketball practice or band practice or anything like that. But if you're working in a higher level management position, it's kind of hard to do that. So we see a problem, and we're providing a solution to both the problems on the business side and also on the personal side.
Sweet. Awesome, man. That's pretty awesome, man. So I've got a question I want to ask, and it's going to be deep, so get prepared for a deep question. But Tempest, okay, you had some questions as well. And since you're a woman and you're a great woman, let me let you take it from here and ask him a question.
Okay, sure. Before I ask my question, let me just say thank you on behalf of all the women all over the world because no one considers us like that. No one knows, you know, no one gets all the things a woman has to do or is expected to do. And no one just thinks, oh, well, let me create a business catered just for women. So my hat is off to you for that, because that's just the greatest thing ever. So my question is, why women? Like, why not? Like, where's your passion for this coming from? Because you can feel it, you can hear it. Where's your passion for servicing women in all areas? Where is that coming from?
That's a great question.
And actually, I'm glad I, in the introduction, I'm glad I actually already kind of mentioned that. I consider myself a mama's boy. I'm the middle boy of three boys. And my father, he was an attorney. And, well, he still is an attorney. I spent a lot of time with my mom. I learned how to cook with my mom. I basically here at home, I do the majority of the cooking at home because I love cooking. But I learned that from my mother. You know, she taught me when I was young. She said, you need to learn how to cook because you never know. You may have to cook for your whole family because everybody doesn't cook like they did when I was young. So I kind of fell in love with cooking. I learned how to, you know, clean the house. I also learned how to cut grass and all of that, with, you know, from my father. We still have a farm out in Mississippi. I spent a lot of time with my mother, and now that I'm married, it's funny that what my mother said when I was young, it actually came true. My wife is a career-oriented lady, wonderful lady. She has a big family, and her grandmother has 14 kids, and the majority of them are women. So I have two daughters, and I have a little dog, and my dog is even female. So I'm literally surrounded by women. But it goes back to my upbringing, where I spent a lot of time with my mom. I saw a lot of things that that she struggled with, and a lot of things that were, you know, expected of her as well. And you bring it to today's time, a lot of those things are still expected of these women. However, it seems that many businesses are not catering toward women. Now, most businesses realize that it's a smart decision to provide products and services for women. However, there's really no company out there that's just specifically catering to the needs of women. Just being the passionate person I am, just being around women and seeing the need, and also having a business mind, just kind of out of the box, you know, I just said, well, I see, I don't want to, you know, name different companies, but I see different companies, they provide, you know, drive, you know, transportation services, or either they drive, you know, they provide grass cutting services, they provide home cleaning services. And I was like, well, if you're a woman, most of the time the decision maker is the woman. So, and actually backed up by statistics, 85% of all consumer spending is done by women. And 90% of all decisions, especially your marriage, are influenced by women. So it kind of made sense to me, because I said, well, there's a big need for women, and they're making the decision. And nowadays, based on statistics, they're also outnumbering men in the workforce. They're making more money than men, but yet there's no one really serving them. So I just said, well, let's create a company that specifically serves women. So my heart kind of went out. I saw it firsthand. My wife, she's a nurse. She started at the bottom, and she, 2 years, climbed the corporate ladder, and now she's a regional manager over four hospitals in the Houston area. And she struggled with this as well. So I saw it firsthand, and many of her aunts and friends who are in higher level management or even just in the workforce, period, they had the same struggle. It's basically, they had to struggle with time. Time has become a big issue, and I see that they kind of have problems. It's it's like a balancing act. You're trying to have a balance between work, home, and being a mom as well. So, and there's no company out there that will help to do that. And I say, well, I think it can be done. It's very challenging to get the entire concept up, but that's the sweet thing about it. It's just, you know, I love a challenge, and I saw that there's a need. And I said, well, we're going to go all in. We're not going to worry about having everything the way it needs to be. What we're going to do is just, you know, show my heart, let them know that we're genuine, and this is what we're going to do, and everything is going to flow from there. So that's basically how it all got started.
Okay, Tempest, you wanna jump back on that? Because that's a great question and a great answer.
No, he actually answered everything that I wanted him to answer in the better way than I expected. So I'll just say thank you and shout out to your mom for raising such a great man, because you don't find that often. So thank you for this business, because I'm ready to get started right now. How do I sign up?
Okay, so that's perfect. That's perfect. That's going to segue me into what I want to ask. But let's stay right there, Tiff. Let's stay right there. So as a woman, and I got some statistics coming here in a second, but as a woman, how does this business make you feel? I mean, you kind of touched upon it, but in all transparency, like, tell me what I can't come up with as a man. Like, how does this make you feel? I think this is a very weird, but in a weird and a good way, business. I think this guy's onto something. So how does that, like, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Like, you know, give it to us.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't have kids, I don't have a husband, all that kind of stuff. But to live in a society that if there's more women, yeah, we spend the most money, but it caters towards men. And somebody says, well, hey, let's service women. That makes me feel amazing, because you don't find companies that are targeting women specifically. They say they target women, but not really. They don't consider women's needs. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this is groundbreaking, because no one ever considers us. Or they consider us, but in that traditional, kitchen stuff. Like, that's what I think companies think. They think of a woman, they make a kitchen appliance, which there's nothing wrong with that. But there's so many women out in the world who are working and who can't do all this stuff. As he's talking, I was thinking of my mom. My mom worked so hard to, you know, for me and my brother, and she couldn't get us to basketball practice or piano practice or all this kind of stuff. So a transportation service, that would have been perfect, you know, 10, 15 years ago, because she couldn't do everything on her own. You know what I'm saying? So imagine if that was around just for, and my mom was a single mom. So imagine single moms, like, that's life changing just for them, just in that area. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of opportunity, and it's needed. And nobody ever really considers what women go through or what their needs are or a mother's needs are, you know? So I think it's perfect.
But that's a perfect segue into what I'm about to say, what I'm about to read. And my question is going to go to both of you guys, both Tempest and Nick. Nick, I'm going to let you answer last. Tempest, I'm going to let you answer first. Okay, let me read this here. It's actually a book that I own, but this just follow me for a second. 30 years after women became 50% of college graduates in the United States, men still hold the vast majority of leadership positions in government and industry. This means that women's voices are still not heard equally in the decisions that most affect our lives. Pause. That's all I want to read for right now. This is the back of the description. This is the description on the back of the book by Sheryl Sandberg. If you're not familiar with Sheryl Sandberg, she is the COO of Facebook. She has a very popular TED talk, TED, T-E-D, the acronym. And from her very popular TED talk, she spent off this book, and it's called Lean In. I will make sure this information is available on the show notes, so you have to look it up. It's called Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. And here's the premise of this book. Women are not treated fairly in work, government, industry. They're overlooked, and Sheryl tells all the women to lean in, because it's a double standard. When a man leans in, he is passionate. He's a leader. When a woman leans in, she's words that we cannot air on this broadcast. And that's not fair, according to her and many of people, many of sane people in the world. That's not fair. And so here's my question comes. So we have a business right now we're talking about that's putting women forward, and we have this book that is written in 2013 of the COO of Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. She's the COO, Chief Operating Officer. And so you have it in where she's explaining how women need to be more focused on, because let's face it, women, the more college graduates are women. People, the church populace is dominated by women. New businesses are formed by women. The most successful business are formed by women, and egos that you're going to have to deal with every day from men don't come from women. So, Tempest and Nick, Tempest first, how important is my new mama.com and this spotlight on women are more powerful than what we give them credit to? How revolutionary is such a thing and such a business? And how important is it as a need to have this here? Tempest, you go first.
I'll say it's important because maybe it'll help the world see that women are equal to men, that women work just as hard or not harder than men, that we deserve the same things that a man deserves. Like, we shouldn't have to work 3 or 4 times harder to get half of what a man automatically gets just because he's a man. So I was reading a blog yesterday that said we should stop saying the word or the phrase girl boss or woman boss, because that insinuates that a boss is automatically a man. Well, who's to say that? I mean, no offense to guys, but why do you hear the word boss and automatically think of a man in a suit? Why can't it be a woman in a dress? You know? So companies such as this, and I'm sure others to come maybe, are important because little girls need to be able to see that you can have it all and still be a woman. You don't have to be masculine to be successful. So I'm not endorsing anybody when I say this, but when Hillary announced that she was, you know, running to become president, the first thing people said was, oh, well, she's going to make rash decisions because she's a woman and she's emotional. So you're telling me that a woman can't handle the top position in the world because she's a woman? No, that's, I don't have a better word. That's ignorant thinking, and that just sets a terrible tone for young girls. So you just said that more women graduate from college than men, but we can't run anything? You know, that's just crazy to me. So,
fair enough.
I think hopefully this changes the conversation. Hopefully this changes people's mindset on a woman, not just professionally, but in life in general. So if a woman runs for president or a Senate, why is she questioned on her leadership skills because she's a woman and she's full of emotions? You can still be full of emotions and still lead successfully. That doesn't, you know, let me not get on my little rant, but.
No, fair enough. Well, now, I'm glad you said that. Now, Nick, I want you to answer the question. However, I want you to answer it slanted to how your business, like, you take the same question, but you answer it how your passion and mynewmama.com is addressing this issue?
Well, it's a very important issue that has not been addressed. However, now I don't want to be tough, but what's really happening is like what I said earlier. What a lot of people don't see is happening is that what traditionally where men controlled everything and all of that. That is the history of the world. However, all of that is changing. It has been slowly changing, but the masses are not seeing that. But statistics are clear. And for example, by 2028, the average woman will make more money than the average man. So, so when you look at it from a future perspective, it would be smart for anyone in business to take a serious look at how we're serving women. And for the most part, companies do recognize this. However, they struggle to figure out how to exactly go about doing that. And the problem is that they don't understand women, so they don't really know how to serve them. Now, I'm a man, and it's always, I'm still learning as I go. However, I surround myself around women so that the things that I think, I have advisors, and I would call them my advisors, that I would bounce ideas off and see, and survey, is this, how would this make your life easier? So, and that's the whole mission. We want to make it easier, for women. So, for my company, we view it as a leader in this sector because it seems like, I would admit when I first did this business model, I was a little afraid to do it because I'm on my own. So it's totally different from anything that you would typically see out there. So in the beginning, I was a little timid about it because traditionally, we just like any other business, just serve anybody, whoever need what we're providing, we just did it. But through prayer and through confirmation, through statistics, and just visually seeing what is going on, I would go into my wife's hospital. I would say, how many out of the 10 people in management, how many of them are women? And the majority of them would be women. And I would say that this is validating what I'm seeing, and what I'm feeling. And I see this, there's a need to do this. So, and I saw the need in my own life. My daughter, I have two daughters. My older daughter plays basketball, and I have a younger daughter that's is involved in cheerleading and she sings in the choir. And there were oftentimes, a problem because one needed to be on one side of town and the other needed to be on the other side of town. So, we had, my wife is, way on the north side and she has to come all the way to the, the southwest side. And if you live in Houston or any place similar to the way Houston is laid out, places such as Atlanta or Dallas and places like that, it's extremely difficult to do that. I saw that need, and of course, I had that passion for serving women just because I saw the need, and I'm surrounded by women. And I decided to do something about it, and that was just basically it. It took a lot of courage because when you see a man walking around with a T-shirt or something that says mynewmama.com, making the daily lives of women easier, and so you get those looks. What is he doing? However, the clients that have come on board, it totally confirmed what was in my spirit, and so I think it's very important to actually look at this sector and see how women are vastly underserved, and then I totally believe that if you're in business, if you don't acknowledge this, and I don't believe that you would be successfully in business in the future. So that's one of the things that I wanted to do. And my youngest daughter, I want to leave a legacy. My youngest daughter, she's a business owner as well. And matter of fact, she's the one who helped come up with the name of the company. So, but it's definitely something very important that, you know, I wanted to address and that we are addressing.
Well, that's awesome. So you definitely are addressing it. Let me ask you, how specific, give me one of your success stories of how you address this issue with one of your clients. You don't have to name them if you don't want to, but give us a success story or a tragic story, whatever it is, about how you had to address the issue in which we're talking about.
I would say it's a client that we have. It's called RACHouston.com. And it was recently listed by the Houston Business Journal as one of the fastest growing businesses in Houston. And the owner of that company is a woman, Gari Seth. And she learned of my company because we're a member of the Houston Minority Supplier Development Council. She learned of my company through them, and she was, you know, very intrigued when she saw the business concept, when she went onto the website. And although her business was growing, there was a need on the business and personal side. So the business side, you know, she needed, you know, social media help, expertise. She just needed basic business guidance, even though that her company was fastest growing. Revenues were, you know, over $2 million a year. But when most of her clients were in the oil and gas industry. So once that happened, it's still going on now, she had to get creative and come up with a new way to reinvent her business. And she saw that we catered to women specifically, and one of the services that we do is business consulting. And just by the name of my company and the concept that we have, we already proved that, you know, we're creative, and, you know, we can sit down and come up with something to stand out from everyone else. So we helped her do that. And, you know, she's typically, her business had previously served, it was meeting room facilities. Basically, they provided rooms for companies that needed to host events, or they needed a place to have a corporate meeting or do some type of training. So companies would come to her company and would rent out the facility. But now oil and gas companies, they're basically not doing it anymore because, you know, they're slashing all of that extra. They see it as, you know, an expense that they really don't need, that they can host things on their own. But now we introduced to them the idea of, you know, providing IT consulting and adding a transportation service for those who still do want to do the meeting and corporate events and all of that. And it just totally transformed the way that she had done business. Basically, she had diversified. And also the fact that she was so busy trying to diversify her business or reinvent her business, she often had to work late, and she often needed the additional services that we provided, such as the food catering services, where we, you know, we provide meals, you know, for your family. So that way, when we did that, you know, she could still focus on her company and her business to continue to build that legacy for her family, and while also not feeling like, or feeling guilty that she's neglecting her family by not having food or having a meal, you know, that she you know, was expected to do. So we met that need, and we met both the personal and business needs for her. So she's able to feel conscious free of, you know, working longer hours to keep her business successful as it is. And while at the same time still being able to keep the personal things that she needed to do for her family and all of that without it feeling like she's neglecting her family. So we're very proud of that, and that's just one example of how we've helped, and it's actually that's totally what we're about and totally what we want to do. So we've been very excited to serve her and her company.
All right. Well, wow. Yeah, great. So, Tempest, I want to jump back to you, and I want you to ask a question. And I want it to come from, you know, a good question, a good place, a deep, empathetic question, something that forces him to reveal more. But I want you to be Tempest when you ask whatever question it is you're going to ask. We've heard it. The listeners are hearing. Somebody's needs to hear whatever you're going to ask. So I'll be quiet now, and I'll let you ask your question.
Okay. You mentioned that, you know, you want to leave a legacy for your daughters. But think about, like, your grandkids or your great-grandkids or your great-great-grandkids. Like, how do you want them, how do you want to be remembered, and what do you want, what do you hope that they, well, they won't remember you, but, you know, when they think of it.
Well, they could. If he's doing a great job, they'll remember him.
No, I mean, like, physically. So when they think of their great-grandfather, their great-great-grandfather, like, what do you want them to remember you as? Like, what is your, you know? I hope I'm asking that question right.
Yeah, I know what you're asking. it's funny that you asked that question. It's the same thing that I say about my great-grandfather. My father's great as well. My great-grandfather, his name is Joe King. Of course, he's deceased. I didn't meet him. I want to be remembered as a great person, and every aspect of the word. And my great-grandfather, I'm originally from Mississippi. I'm African-American. My grandfather, Joe King, he was the first black to register to vote in Benton County, Mississippi. And there's also two books that are written about my grandfather. My aunt is a children's book author, and she won the Coretta Scott King Award for both of her books. And actually, one of her books is called Uncle Jed's Barbershop. Obviously, it's not, it doesn't say Joe King. However, it's based on his life. And now that play is actually a Broadway play based on my grandfather. And then there's a second book that's called Granddaddy's Gift. And that was about when my aunt turned 18, the first thing that he did was take her to register to vote, because my grandfather was the first African-American to register to vote in Benton County, Mississippi. I'm heir. Myself and my brothers, we're heir to a nice amount of land in Mississippi, because my grandfather, he owned land in those days when African-Americans typically didn't own land. So he was a businessman. So he did things that were out of the box. He did things that were dangerous. But he saw the greater need of a greater purpose for who was coming after him. And he inspires me, even though I never met him. He inspires me to leave a legacy to my grandkids, because I want to, the business concept that I have, I feel that it is legacy merit based. And also, besides just being in business, just being remembered as a great person, I mentioned earlier, I'm a minister as well. So oftentimes I have to, you know, I do struggle at times, you know, finding a balance, you know, between, you know, ministering and business as well. But at the same time, what keeps me going is knowing at the end of the day, when my life is over, I want my life to still live on through my daughter and my grandkids because of what the things that I sacrificed. Running a business such as this, it requires a sacrifice. But I see the greater need. I see what I'm called to, because I'm a Christian, and all of the, one of the things that we're called to serve. So my business concept, that's what it is. It's service. So, and it makes me feel great knowing that I'm meeting a need, a great need that most are overlooked. And at the same time, I feel that by doing this and stepping out and doing things different, I will have that legacy. And, you know, you look at the history of all of the great business people, or even just the great leaders, they've always went against the grain. They've always done something totally different than, basically they would do the opposite of what the masses would do. So I started doing that, and in the beginning, you do feel a little awkward, but at the same time, you know that basically if you do the opposite of what the general masses do, then most of the time you're on the same path that the greats that we speak of, you know, Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King, and greats like that, and my grandfather, Joe King, he went against the grain. So that's what I want to do, and I teach my kids that to go against the grain, you know, just do what you feel in your heart, and it's just totally different than what the masses think, then you do that, because I can tell you, I can guarantee you that you're on the path to success.
Well, I just about nailed it. So, okay, let me ask one more question, or maybe two. I'm debating on the last one, but for sure I want to ask this one as we wrap this episode up. So, somebody out there is, well, I guess let me ask three more questions, and two for sure. One, I'm debating on, but this first one is a two-part question. Somebody out there is, they're impressed. They are like, wow, I love this guy. I love this business concept. I'm ready to invest. How can I invest, or what do I need? Who do I need to contact, or anything like that? How can I do it reoccurring? Someone's really willing to invest or become an investor, equity partner in your business. How do they go about that process? Let me just break it down like that first. You answer that question.
It's kind of like your episode with, you said, why have you turned down millions? I've always had the thought, and Mark Cuban believe it or not, he's on Shark Tank, but he actually confirmed what I've always felt. I've never wanted actual investors into my company because, one, once you have an investor, you don't own the company anymore. So that investor does. So, and then if I take the money, now the investor can totally distort the vision and the spirit that I have for this company. So now I would be flattered for, you know, investors. I've never wanted investors because I feel that it could possibly distort the actual mission that I want, because there's some cases where it may not be, but for the most part, investors, they're number one concern about getting my money back, you know, or making a profit. And I don't want to, now, this particular market that I'm serving is great to serve women. Women are great. They're probably the best. They're actually the best customer to have, because women, you know, we know that they, you know, no one basically are not serving them. You know, they're 85% of consumer spending is done by women. But women, they will love you, but if you mess over them, it's like a double-edged sword. You know, so if I take on an investor that doesn't have the same vision that I have, I could jeopardize. I would put the whole company and my customers in jeopardy by doing that. I prefer to do it the old-fashioned way, through hard work, and I believe that when I take care of my customers will take care of me and take care of the company. So that's just the way I've always look at it. Yeah, and actually Mark Cuban said the same thing. He said most people, they don't need investors. What they usually need is more brains. They don't really need investors, you know, but they really need more brains. So that's what I'm focused on. And that's why I surround myself with women. I say I need more brains that, you know, because obviously I'm not a woman, because there are some things that I do understand their needs. However, I need women to tell me, you know, what is your need? What other needs do you have? What is it that I may not totally understand? So when I look at that, when I look at an investor, I look for more brains, and brains in the form of a woman. So that's the way I look at it. I don't look for monetarily investors in that sense, in the traditional sense. So you can tell I'm totally totally against the grain. Most people would want investors, but I really don't.
So. No wrong with that. I think I'm along the same lines. We don't have investors either. However, we do raise capital. Now that you can do. And
right.
So someone's going, well, I really like this guy. Now, how do I donate? How can I give to him? Because that's not investors, right? That's something different.
Right.
How can I sow a seed? How can I, many ways you can give. How can I get this tax deduction? You know, depending on what you want to give for, right? But
right.
How can I further along his business? Give us that. Somebody out there is falling in love with you right now in a new business model. How can they reach out to you and help you?
I'm glad you asked that question. And we do encourage those who also believe in the mission, who have a heart to give, and God has touched their heart to give to help further the mission along. There are two ways. The best way is to reach me, and I give you my personal email, and it's Nick, N-I-C-K, at mynewmama.com. So it's nick@mynewmama.com. And the second way is you can simply just call in to the office. And a lot of times I'm answering phone calls, and so I'm doing it also. Most of the time you probably will hear me answering the phone. So you can call in at 713-401-3756. And those are the two best ways to reach me. And, you know, and I'd also invite you, if you just want to go and sit down and, you know, have a cup of coffee and talk more about it, or, you know, you're just fascinated about it, or you're intrigued about what we're doing, and you just want to know more about what we're doing, you know, I'm always open. I always welcome those who just go and have a seat, and we drink a cup of coffee on it, and we get to know each other better, and we go from there.
Makes sense. Makes plenty of sense. So a couple of things just happened there. You made me decide to ask the last question I've been debating on, and Tip is going to understand why I've been debating on it in a second. But let's jump on the first half of that. So do me a favor, and since you have my phone number, text me the information you just gave. I have some stuff we're going to put in the show notes. But the wonderful thing about podcasts, whether it be on iTunes or the third party, we use Podomatic as a third party, is you can hit the show notes and then get all this information. So text me all that information so I can make sure it's accurate that you just listed out so they can contact you. Here's what I was debating on. So, why did we turn out a million? Tippins and I, and guys, if you haven't, this is like our third episode. We're going to do a behind the scenes. We're going to do a motivational, how this podcast started. And then now we're starting this first echelon, or this first wave, of this one. And so I'm thinking, instead of coming up with a like cute little name, we can just call it My New Mama with and his name, and we can always put the person's company and then put with that person's name. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. So, guys, when you see a company name with somebody, that's one of these type of episodes. That way, if you like these episodes, you can listen to them. If you don't like them, you can skip them. But don't skip them, because that's just rude. Right? But we definitely want you to do check that out. So here's what I've been debating on. Tippins and I could not decide on what the heck. Since we decided to go with this form of advertisement, we couldn't decide what to charge because we like people. All right, we just couldn't do it. So, buddy, we're going to let you decide. We're going to let you do our dirty work. And we're going to let you decide what we should charge, right? And so there, cue the uncomfortable silence. There it is right there. And so you decide what would, so you got to talk and stuff, and this is going to be etched in the internet world fam.
what is this? What would you pay for this as a small business owner doing a good job or trying to get started? Like, think about your financial situation, which is actually pretty good. But think about it when you were struggling, right? Think about all that stuff. Think about it when you were driving the north side of Houston and you were just trying to make ends meet. What would you pay to tell the world your story, your heart, so people can fall in love with your company on the podcast with many listeners? What would you pay?
Well, it's funny when you say that. When I first started out, I remember I didn't have anything. All I had was $27 in my pocket. But I started my business, I utilized everything that didn't cost me anything to get started that would help me. So when I look at it from that perspective, I remember specifically just wondering, you know, how do I get from here to there, or what it is that I need, or just daily inspiration on continuing to follow through on being a business owner. Because one of the things, just as well as I do as a business owner, the majority of the people that you're surrounded by are not business owners. So you think totally different than those who are around you. So you would obviously, you know, come into a lot of negativity, and, you know, sometimes it can lead to self-doubt, or you start questioning, are you doing the right thing, or should you just, you know, forget this, or, you know, just settle and say, I'm just going to, you know, do what everybody else is doing, or am I going to just step out and keep doing what I feel God has called me to do? So I said, all I had to say, you know, when I started out, I didn't have nothing. So I went on everything. I utilized things that brought value, but it didn't cost me a lot, if it cost me anything. I would, you know, if I charged, it would either be, it would be 99 cents or free. Looking at it from that situation, it would be 99 cents or free.
Makes plenty of sense. Tempest, my empathetic Tempest. I think this guy has a point. What do you think?
Sorry. Yes. So before he answered that question, I kind of felt like that, you know, because...
Me too. That's why I was debating on even asking the question, right? That's why I was debating on it. Even asking the question, right? Because now we're out here and we have to, you know, it's frozen in time. And they can rewind it and unfreeze it, you know? Anyway, keep going.
Well, I felt that because, you know, you're starting a business, and what if you have no money, you know what I'm saying? Or you, like, a year in and you're losing money, but you believe in what you have, but you just can't afford the opportunity to, you know, to advertise the way that you want to. So I don't want to miss somebody who's passionate with a great idea because we have this high, you know, price tag.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guys, I'm going to make an executive decision, and Tiffany is, you know, she's going to love it anyway because she has all the empathy. So here's what we're going to do. All right, so we've already passed out millions for this crazy company. Now we're going to pass down thousands because we're going to make it donation. How about that? We're finding you. Email us, tweet us, and all that stuff will be in the show listing as well. Tempest is listed off as she's closed out the broadcast we're about to close right now. This will be, we're finding you. We're going to find you. We're going to find the mynewmamas.com. We're going to find you. And we're looking for you. We're looking for your idea, the next unicorn, the next Silicon Valley tech company, the next world changer, the next Facebook. We're looking for the next, and we're looking for you. And we're looking for the people who are starting out. And we're looking for the people who can but cannot. And if you give $1, you can do this. If you give $1,000, you can do this. We're going to make it completely donational, so, and which helps us buy equipment and stuff and make this podcast better and things like that.
you give a handshake, that's a donation too. Give some positive vibes, that's definitely a donation, which we appreciate. So we settled it. What we're going to do is these kind of shows, and we're going to do it donation only. So that's us. That's our crazy company, our crazy business model. We are the craziest people on planet Earth to turn down millions. And you know what? We like it, and that is our business model. Nick, tell us one more time how awesome you think your company is in 30 seconds and why they should come find you and why they should let you serve them.
Well, I think it's very awesome. I think it's very unique, and I think it's it's the only company out there, so we're one of a kind. We're leaders of the herd. We're trailblazers. And more importantly, we're serving women. We're making the daily lives of women easier. And when you look at humanity, I don't think there's a better sector to serve than women. They're nurturers. They're the reason that if you're born, whether you're male or female, you came out of the womb of a woman. So what better sector to serve than women? And that's exactly what we're going to do.
I totally agree. Guys, this is it. This is who we are. We're not going to charge for this. Donation only. Positive vibes. Tell the world about us. Tempest, close us out.
Well, thank you guys for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. Thank you to Nick for being the first person to come on and giving us a chance, because you didn't have to even agree to this. So thank you, because that means a lot. But I wish you all the best of luck with your business. I really believe that you're going to go far, because you're doing something that the world needs. So
appreciate
good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That's us. You know how to contact us. Tempest, you want to, for the new people, you want to list out those contacts? Is that for you?
Oh, sure. So to email us at info@unchurched.com. That'll also be in the description. Or you can tweet Antonio at RevTonyWAU. Or feel free to rate, like, and comment, and subscribe to this podcast. We would love to hear your feedback, especially on this episode. So thanks again.
All right, guys. That has been our show. Thank you for coming out. And as always, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you, and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for House, for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. And we definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.